Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I need your help this morning with our Padres Minute. Our phone number is 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning. In fact, let's just jump into this. I don't even need a minute for this. Go ahead.
It's John's Padres Minute.
Help me not be so nervous, please. Even thinking about the Padres in the playoffs, let alone contemplating possible Padres playoff tickets at home.
All right, what's your dilemma?
Oh, my. Well, first of all, it's not over yet.
Yeah,
we still
yeah.
have a magic
that.
Number of six.
I get that.
Need I remind anybody of our opponent today, tomorrow, and the next day? Of course, the LA Dodgers. This is not over yet. It's not even close to over yet. Closer, but nowhere near comfort zone level. And yet, I'm seeing Padres playoff ticket opportunities. I'm seeing whatever TV station is running the Major League Baseball playoffs. They start promoting it because they start next week.
Sure.
Well, so they're showing all the teams up there, and there are our Padres. And I think that's great, and I love it. But I'm even having anxiety talking about it right now. I'm so nervous about it. I'm thinking, if I start looking, because I want to go to a Padres playoff game. I mean, who knows?
You're out!
I'm afraid if I do that, I'm going to doom our boys' chances of going to the postseason.
Okay, so you're worried that if you get tickets for a Padres game, thinking they're going to get into the playoffs, you will jinx them and they won't get into the playoffs.
Is it presumptuous of me, even though that's how you do it? You got to get your tickets, you know, when they go on sale. But, I mean, we're not even there yet, man. There's a nice chance the odds statistically are in the Padres' favor to make the postseason, which is next week.
Okay.
But it hasn't happened yet. And I don't have to remind anybody about the history of bad feelings this time of year for Padres fans.
Okay. So you're asking us, should you buy tickets? Should you get tickets to the game?
I'm asking you to do that. I'm asking you to find me a good therapist. I'm asking you for lots of things, obviously.
We don't have time to answer all those questions. Here's the question John wants to know. Should he get tickets, hoping to see the Padres in the playoffs? Should he get tickets, or will that jinx the team?
I think that sums it up.
Okay.
I think that sums it up. Or does it have nothing to do with me? Because I'm such a narcissist, I think this has anything to do with me. That's an option as well.
833-287-1037. Should John go ahead and get tickets to watch the Padres in the playoffs? Or do you think John getting tickets to that will mean that they don't make the playoffs?
Perhaps you want me to stay away when they make the playoffs altogether. My win-loss is not very good this year at Petco. So.
833-287-1037. Tell John what to do.
Again, John and Tammy on KSON. We're continuing our conversation. It's pretty simple. Is even thinking about buying Padres playoff tickets just way too cart before the horse because the Padres haven't made it yet? I'm worried about even thinking about getting playoff tickets. I don't want to curse. I don't want to jinx the Padres. And just before you say, this has nothing to do with you, John, how can you be so narcissistic? Do I need to remind you of
John makes statements.
Statements.
Predictions.
Prediction.
Conclusions.
Conclusion.
And usually,
they're totally incorrect.
John Shanks!
I'm just worried I'm going to buy those tickets, and all of a sudden, everything goes down the crapper, and Padres are out of the postseason again. It's got nothing to do with me, Tammy. Yet, let's make it about me.
833-287-1037. What do you think? Should John get those tickets or not? Let's go to Barbara in Oceanside.
He should absolutely not get the tickets. It will definitely jinx them. Don't do it, John. Don't do it.
All right. It's for the team, Barbara. It's for the team.
Oh, I know. I get it. And I'm with you. I want the tickets too, but don't do it. Wait. wait and then go get the tickets.
David in Chula Vista, what do you think, pal?
Well, I got a question. What happened if you buy the tickets? Did you get your money back if they don't make it?
I mean, I suppose you do, yeah, but it's more just the idea of assuming before it happens I'm worried about, you see.
Better be safe than sorry, man. Buy them. You're going to be sorry if they make it.
Dean is in El Cajon. What do you think John should do? Should he get tickets for the Padres hoping for the playoffs, or will that jinx them?
I think he should get tickets mainly because prayer is a powerful thing, and Christ has risen, and he hasn't come back yet. So it's on God's time if they win or not.
And God might be our new closer, too, I heard. we're trying to sign him. We're trying to sign God, Dean.
That's great.
It's all good.
All right, pal. Take
That's
care.
That's great.
Philip in El Cajon, what do you think I should do, man?
All right. I think you should buy the ticket, wear the socks, put the jersey on, eat the hot dog, and cheer him on.
Dude, you said it best. I want a hot dog now. Bad.
You know, they need the support.
Thanks, dude. Take care, Philip. All right, Terry, what about you in San Marcos? What do you think I should do here? I'm very worried about being too presumptuous about the postseason hopes.
Can I answer you with a question, a real quick question?
Go ahead.
So you have your hen out back. She laid a bunch of eggs, and she's sitting on these eggs waiting for them to do their thing. How many baby chicks do you have there?
I don't know.
Well, she got, let's just say she got 12 eggs. She's sitting on 12 eggs right now.
Right. She's going to hatch 12, right?
Well, how many baby chicks do you have?
12.
You don't know because they haven't hatched yet.
Gotcha.
That not all eggs are good eggs. They don't all turn into baby chickens.
So does that mean I'm confused on whether that means he buys the tickets or not.
Well, it means, I think it means you're kind of counting your chickens before they hatch.
Gotcha.
There we go.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you for that.
All right.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Took a while. We got there, though.
Yeah.
It took a while.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Don't count your chickens for their hatch, John. Don't buy the tickets.
That's how you lead.
Thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.